From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. High-level North-South Korean talks held Tuesday at the truce village of Panmunjom resulted in Pyongyang offering to send athletes and a high-level delegation to the South's sponsored Winter Olympic Games next month. The two sides also discussed family reunification during the Games, following the first high-level talks in 2 years amid nuclear tensions. North Korea's chief delegate Ri Son-gwan said his side approached the talks in earnest and in a sincere manner aimed at a New Year's gift, he said, what he called precious results for the Korean people. The talks were the result of the North's acceptance of a South Korean offer to meet following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's offer of dialogue during a New Year's Day address. Korean Society Senior Director Stephen Orper said Seoul has high hopes to reduce nuclear tensions.
And they have put hope in both reducing tensions and perhaps even moving forward on family reunions. The significant part of this is that you have a new administration in Seoul that has quite a different tone even than the last meeting under the conservative administration. So there may be some potential there. The Sunshine administration, the progressive administrations of the early 2000s did make some headway with North Korea. So we'll have to wait and see over time whether this has sustainability for Seoul in its approach to Pyongyang.
Meanwhile, the two sides have agreed to reestablish a military-to-military hotline. Dozens of migrants are feared dead after Italian rescuers found an overcrowded traffickers' rubber dinghy that left Libya last week sinking off the coast Monday. The Coast Guard rescued nearly 90 migrants. The bodies of 8 women were also recovered. The International Organization for Migration said more than 119,000 were rescued and taken to Italy last year. Nearly 3,000 perished. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani Monday said the anti-government protests that swept the country last week were about more than just economics. They were also about people's political and social demands. Indiana University analyst Hussein Benai called that frank and surprising.
I think what he's getting at is something that clearly the public has demonstrated over and over again, and he wants to acknowledge it so that his faction or his political party is seen as not aloof, but in fact very much aware of the fundamental problems that not just drove these protests, but continues to simmer in the society at large.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard Sunday said the unrest has been put down. It left more than 20 dead, hundreds detained. Meanwhile, two Iranian lawmakers said Monday a 22-year-old detainee died while in prison. The Trump administration announced Monday it will suspend temporary protection status to nearly 200,000 El Salvadoran citizens who have lived in the U.S. since earthquakes devastated the Central American country in 2001. They hold what's called temporary protected status, which has shielded them from deportation.
Vamos a trabajar.
Salvadoran Foreign Minister Hugo Martinez said his government would work with the U.S. Congress to try to reach a permanent solution. Ira Melman is with the private Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR.
We are now at least 17 years out from the original event in El Salvador that initially triggered TPS, and it is time that people honor their commitment that they were only going to stay here temporarily and return home.
The decision comes amid a debate over the status of hundreds of thousands of young immigrants who came to the country illegally as children. Israel Tuesday launched several airstrikes against targets in Syria, with Damascus claiming it hit one Israeli jet. It's unclear what the targets were, but Israel has pledged not to allow Iran to use Syrian territory to set up bases or funnel weapons to the Lebanese-based Hezbollah. Egypt announced Monday it will hold its presidential election between March 26 and 28. First results are to be announced in early April. President Fatah Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who ousted his predecessor, has yet to announce whether he'll seek a second term. Police in Nigeria said dozens have been killed in communal violence since New Year's Eve, 12 alone this past weekend. Clashes that were between Muslim cattle herders and Christian farmers in central Nigeria. In Japan Tuesday, the benchmark Nikkei stock index hit a 26-year high, approaching 24,000 points, the highest level since 1991. Meanwhile, two U.S. indices, the S&P and NASDAQ, both scored their fifth consecutive record high closes Monday. The Dow Jones slipped, but the Dow still remains above 25,000 points. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.